Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears today. This is Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. We've been talking about gestures. We will do for another couple of 3 days. Gestures for TV and video presentations is our subject for today because we've talked about studio work and essentially we've been talking about radio for podcasts, for voiceovers and things like that where people can't actually see you. That's been the kind of the tenet, the keystone of my argument over the past couple of 3 days. But TV work can be a little bit different. I mean, with audio production, either radio, voiceover work, podcasts and so on, as I say, you can make many and large gestures to help your vocal presentation and give life to your words. TV, though, a little bit more intimate in some respects. Gestures kind of need to be small. Your delivery is much more conversational, arguably. On TV, certainly viewers can see your natural reactions and they can see them quite close up too as well. If you're doing really big gestures and yet the camera is focused on your face, they're going to be lost and they'll just see your shoulders moving and wonder what on earth is going on elsewhere. So even though you know, yeah, bear this in mind as well, because even though you know that the camera is the other side of the studio, as I say, if the shot has been zoomed in, that's not actually where the audience is. If the shot is tight on your head and shoulders, a mid-shot, the viewer may just be a few feet away in effect, and your voice and your overall style should be reflecting that. If you're recording a YouTube video or a webinar or maybe on a small mobile camera or a webcam, be really careful with your expressive arms because they could just go out of frame of the camera. Or if adjusting the camera right in front of you, have you ever seen this? Viewers will see your hand kind of lunging at them out of the screen. Ugh, what's that? So it could be really, you've probably seen this on Zooms and Teams and various webinars and so on, maybe through work where someone adjusts the camera and all you can see is this huge Kenny Everett type hand coming towards your face. I've realised I've just made a reference to a comedian and radio DJ from the 80s and 90s. Kenny Everett was a fantastically creative person. Started off in radio, went on to TV, brilliantly creative with sounds well before computers and mixing on a computer and so on. He did it all by hand. Incredibly inventive, lots of different voices and jingles and sound effects, absolutely brilliant, the likes of which we've never seen either before or since. When he moved to TV, one of his characters had huge hands, huge fiberglass hands, you know, 5 or 6 feet big, and he would wave them around. That's what I'm talking about there. Okay, sidebar, back to the point. We're talking about gestures, we're talking about facial gestures. And you may think that a poker face might be good for playing cards, but it's no good in effective communication. I mean, that's why you have a poker face, isn't it? So you're not communicating anything. And as your face gives away your thoughts and feelings, your attitude and personality, people will be watching you on video, on TV, on webinar and so on, as well as listening for clues as to what they think you may be thinking. So, for example, your expression and gestures may be perceived as maybe editorialising the content of your presentation. Particularly, that's a bit of a problem because it may not matter if you're a YouTuber giving your thoughts about the pros and cons of a gadget during an unboxing, but it may be a bit more concerning if you're reading about the presidential race on an important and impartial news channel. That camera quite close to you, a little flicker of the raised eyebrow or a purse of the lips or something, may give away what you personally are thinking about the topic. And your editor may not allow you to do that. Some unconscious expressions as well may suggest an attitude that you don't have. I mean, for several years, the British politician Priti Patel, look her up, P-R-I-T-I-P-A-T-E-L, Priti Patel, was criticised for having what appeared to be a sneer or a smirk on her face during interviews. Yeah, when she first came to kind of public prominence in the 2020, 2021 and so on, interviews and people, there was a big public outcry. Why is she smirking? Why is she laughing? Turns out That's her regular expression. So be really careful. If you have an unconscious expression or just the way your face is held in its natural state, that it's not saying something that you don't intend it to be saying. So and also be aware of things like lip licking, which may express something that you're nervous perhaps, or that you're really enjoying something, or lip biting, you're nervous. Nervous twitches, tightening the jaw, may give away that you're inexperienced or ill-prepared. What will the audience feel if they sense you are nervous? So gestures, yes, but all these other parts of body language, something that you can control to a certain extent, to a large extent. We're talking about some gestures you build in deliberately, other gestures that should be coming naturally to help your voice, and other gestures which you may think about suppressing for various content and context and editorial reasons. Okay, we've spoken about radio and podcast studios. We've spoken about TV and video studios. Tomorrow, stage performers. It's not the point of the podcast, really, but as we're here and we're talking about eye contact and the use of voice, let's just spend tomorrow quickly talking about eye contact for video and stage performers as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, have a great day, by the way. Have a great day, yeah? Wherever you're listening, I really appreciate you listening to this. Thank you so much, genuinely. It really means a lot. Our numbers are up and up, week on week, and I'm really pleased. And I get a real humility in my heart when people write to me from around the world saying they're listeners. I really, really genuinely appreciate it, and I don't say that enough. So have a good day. Much appreciated. I'll be back tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.